Review of safety measures at Ontario online casinos. Online gambling has always been a favorite pastime for fans of casino games in Canada. With the regulation of casinos in Ontario, the prospect of winning real money online and the ready availability of betting platforms has made it even more popular. The rise of online wagering in the province has come with access to more games and players being able to place wagers in real money. Casino games have the inherent risk of losing money whenever you place a wager. Knowing what measures to take to protect yourself helps you avoid the pitfalls that come with wagering real money. We have some handy tips about playing responsibly so that your liking for casino games never becomes a problem. Stay sober, stay safe. Casino floors are romanticized on the silver screen as oozing with opulence and carefree fun. Players are often shown playing with a drink in their hand and a fat cigar to go with it. Snazzy as it may seem, this is no way to play casino games. Players with experience will tell you that so much could go wrong when you play under the influence of alcohol or any other kind of drugs. You are more likely to make bad decisions and poorly thought-out wagers, which will lose you money. Playing wagering games while feeling super excited, tense, or even depressed can come with an incapacitating effect that may have you making mistakes such as pressing buttons wrong and placing bets larger than you intended. Aside from this, you are more likely to chase your losses than take a break when you play in an emotionally unsettled state. The best way to play casino games is when you are calm and sober. You need all the focus you can muster if you are going to play, win, and actually keep your winnings. Playing responsibly, you can pick up on the most subtle of changes in the game and tip the scales in your favor. Casino settings and preferences. One way to stay within reasonable means when playing casino games online is to always play at sites with pre-commitment tools to help you keep track of your gaming habits. Some of the most common pre-commitment tools include setting money limits, session times, and reminders every so often. Tools like these can come in handy when you get carried away and remind you to take a break. Playing your favorite games can be quite consuming, and you are likely to lose track of time. Getting too engrossed in the games you are playing can also cause you to make poor decisions with your bankroll, like increasing your bet or betting more than you initially planned. A money limit is just the thing to keep you from breaking your rules about how to manage your bankroll. A measure like this is not only for players who have a gambling problem but anyone who enjoys casino games a little too much. You can find settings like these when you click on the responsible gambling links in the casino. Self-exclusion. Gambling can sometimes be a problem so much that you may need to stay away from casinos altogether. Self-exclusion is a foolproof way to ensure you no longer play casino games. With self-exclusion, a player requests a gambling site or multiple gambling sites to prevent them from accessing the platforms. A move like this can be the best way to recover from a gambling addiction that is costing you money. Self-exclusion can last anywhere between 6 months and 5 years. By doing this, you will be excluded from any form of gambling from the brand's brick-and-mortar establishments, online websites, and apps. Blocking software is another way to keep away from gambling sites. You can download such software, which stops your devices from accessing online casinos. Players who have dealt with the crippling effects of gambling addiction have found self-exclusion to be one of the most effective ways to stay away from gambling in all its forms. The strictness it comes with ensures you are unable to leave the scheme before your duration of exclusion is over. Ontario is set to unveil a centralized program for self-exclusion, which will make it easier to exclude oneself from all gambling brands in the province. Things are rather simpler elsewhere in Canada, such as in British Columbia, where PlayNow is the only regulated online casino. Outside help. Getting help for a gambling problem that seems to have gotten out of hand needs you to reach out to organizations set up to assist problem gamblers. There is no shame in seeking help for a problem that has become too hard for you to handle by yourself. Players in Canada have all kinds of support programs to pick from. The Centre for Addiction and Mental Health's Gambling Help is one of the ways you can get the much-needed support you need to get over your addiction. Others include Connex Ontario, which provides health services anonymously to individuals dealing with such, and this comes at no charge to you. Gambling, gaming and technology use is yet another organization tailored for problem gamblers and other kinds of addiction you could fall into online. Organizations like these have programs that will help you come out of addiction as a different individual. These organizations are speaking out about the situation regarding sports betting in Canada so that it is not as accessible as it is at the moment. Exposing kids to ads who are under the gambling age is another of the things about the online wagering industry these organizations intend to bring a stop to. With the help you get at such organizations, you are able to dissociate from the need to place wagers incessantly. This means that you can choose to quit altogether or play games in a better way once you rid yourself of addiction. Choose any of the organizations looking out for players, and you will get different ways to handle the issues you face. Players who choose to seek help get both physical meetings and online resources to help them get over their addiction. It is up to players to pick a mode they prefer. Programs like these can run for 2 months to a year, depending on the help players need. Conclusion: gambling is a fun way to keep yourself occupied when you have some downtime. The fact that you get to enjoy games and win money makes such gaming even more alluring. However, the need to keep playing should not develop into a problem affecting your quality of life. Players have different avenues to get help when gambling does become addictive. The measures we list above are meant to help you get support and also stop before wagering gets out of hand. Players can keep themselves from getting to deeper levels of addiction by following measures such as limiting their bankroll and taking time off to do other things. Fans of casino games are better off taking their gambling a notch lower than quitting altogether, and these are the steps to take when watching your gambling habit.